A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with us on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, good morning to you and thanks for joining me again.
And a very good morning to you, Gerry.
Now, we're going to start with a query and get your questions and queries in for Tony now. This one says, some time back we were helped out of a large financial difficulty by one of our relatives. They're really great about it and never mentioned the debt, but I keep thinking about it a great deal. I sometimes wake up from troubled sleep with the feeling of a sword hanging from a thread above my head. We can't afford to pay it back at this time, but I desperately want to.
Right. That's not an unusual situation. And we had something like that in our family at one stage. But stop thinking about it is what I would say. And do something. And there's two ways to pay a debt back. One is to try and pay it back in a lump sum or a couple of lump sums. The other one is to set up set up in the bank that they pay so much every week or every month or whatever, in an amount that you can afford. You are then doing something about it, and then it won't play on your mind so much. So rather than wait it out and try and, you know, save up enough to pay back, you know, a third or a half or whatever at a time, on a weekly or monthly basis.
Would that be, Tony, your own bank account, or would you set up a direct debit to the person who gave you the money, even if it's €5 a week or whatever you can afford, that there's some recognition that you are paying it back? Or what would you do from that point of view?
I would, if they're close enough and you can get their bank number, you can set up a direct debit, and that's the simplest and easiest way of the lot. And it certainly would be, you know, I mean, most people could easily afford 50 quid a week. You're all right, you'd have to tighten up here, there and everywhere. But, you know, it's a doable amount. And over time, it will add up, you know. And, you know, that will show that you're genuine in your attempts. It'll also take the weight off your own mind. And I think they would be happier as well that, there's a trickle coming in like that. And that, you know, should you, you know, come into a few bob, you'll get a bigger amount. But where most people kind of feel wrong about a debt is when there's a big debt sitting like a huge mountain waiting to collapse on top of them. Is if they did that, if they paid off in small amounts every week, literally on a weekly basis, would be my way of doing it. And, you know, okay, you'll have to cut back. You'll have to maybe not have whatever, you know, your Sky TV, or you might have to cut back on a few other things. But you will be getting rid of the debt, and you will show that you're getting rid of it, and you will regain your confidence in yourself. And that would be my advice. No psychological stuff. Just get on with it.
Yeah, it's underway. You're doing it. It's part of, you know, your effort, and it will take time, but it might help you rest easier to say, yes, I've started paying it back, even how small it is. And if that person is as reasonable as this person is saying, they never mention it, they'll appreciate it, but they'll allow the time, perhaps.
Absolutely. And I'd also, you know, in addition to that, I would, you know, stiffen up and try and talk it out with them. You know, people very often run away from these sort of things and they don't
want to. Yeah, they don't mention it, and it builds up into a bigger thing then. Yeah.
In their own minds, if nowhere else. And, you know, I'd, you know, arrange to meet them for a lunch or whatever and, you know, talk it out with them, or write a letter. You know, think it out very carefully and write it very carefully, because when you write, you put your thoughts down, and sometimes thoughts can slip in on something like that. So write a very carefully worded letter saying, look, I am worried about this, and what I'm going to do is set up, you know, a regular payment every week or every month or whatever, and this is my first and hopefully not my last attempt to get that sorted. And by doing that, again, you will ease the relationship for your, from your own point, if nowhere else.
Yeah, yeah, fair point. Okay, Tony, we're going to talk more about this and other queries to get to as well. Get your comments in for us now. We'll get to those and more after we take these.
Kerry Today on Radio Kerry.
Brought to you in association with KWD Recycling, collecting waste and recycling at your door.
Enjoy the best of live entertainment at Cheam Satira. There's comedy with Anne Kildee's Further Adventures in Womaning. Beautiful autumn style at Harvest Gold Fashion Show. High energy musical West Side Story. Plus festive Halloween fun, the circus, and meet Santa in Cheam Satira's Wonderland. Book now at CheamSatira.com.
Smart employers choose one for all. Reward your staff tax-free now up to €1,500 with gift cards that can be spent directly in-store and online with thousands of retailers on thousands of brands. Gift cards physically or digitally, it's gifting made simple. Order One For All gift cards now at any post office or online at onpost.com/businessgifting. Terms and conditions apply. The One For All gift card is issued by GVS Prepaid Europe Limited and regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
For 70 years, Kerry Petroleum has ensured that you and your loved ones stay warm and cosy. As winter sets in, now is the perfect time to fill your oil tank. Our friendly, reliable team delivered throughout the county of Kerry, Monday to Saturday. Call 066 712 1155. Kerry Petroleum, your local oil company.
Every piece of jewellery creates a special memory. So if you're looking to mark an occasion, call in and chat to our staff at Adams Jewellers, Killarney and Tralee. View beautiful brands like Pandora, Nomination, Swarovski and Thomas Sabo, as well as our traditional diamond, gold and silver jewellery. Adams Jewellers, helping you make memories. AdamsJewellers.ie.
Begin your next journey with Volvo at our 261 sales event. Experience our range of fully electric cars, including the updated EX40 with enhanced specification, or explore our full range of advanced hybrid cars. Take advantage of personal contract finance plans and drive home with excellent purchase contribution offers. Visit Billinocton Volvo during the 261 sales event to see the full range in person. Browse our range of offers available now on volvocars.ie. Terms and conditions apply.
AgriTime on Radio Kerry with Sari Houlihan.
One of them, I suppose, farmers will be familiar with, but it's very common in a lot of our uplands, Millennia, purple moorgrass or fanawn, that's what we call it in Kerry. Millennia becomes quite dominant, so it's very good for a couple of weeks for sheep in May, June time. After that then becomes too strong, becomes a bit unpalatable to sheep, they don't like it. So we need bovines, we need our livestock, our cattle in there to graze it. And they do very well, they put on a lot of condition for summer grazing.
AgriTime with Sari Houlihan, every Thursday from 7pm on Radio Kerry. Brought to you in association with Kerry Dairy Ireland.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, Tony McGinley with me on the line for A Problem Shared. Tony, we've another query to get to here. It comes from a listener who says, a neighbour who is emotionally needy has latched onto me and contacts me almost daily in order to dump all her troubles on me. She can ask for my opinion or advice on some matters. However, over time, her visits have become irritating for me and I want to find some way of dealing with her without hurting her. I'd appreciate any suggestions.
Well, it sounds as if you have become a therapist, and if you haven't been trained to be a therapist, it does get under your skin, and even the best of therapists, well-trained, it can get under their skin if they get, you know, something, you know, constantly at them. So what I would suggest you do is become initially less available for this person. If they knock at the door, you're just going out because you're doing this, that, or the other thing, or, you know, if they ring, can they come over? No, it's not a good time. You know, begin to not load them with that sort of stuff, but let them know gently that you have other things to do. And over time, that will wind back, you know, their input. If you're close, if you're a close friend and you can talk to the individual, you might get around, and again, you have to be careful how you do it because you can really upset somebody. You might suggest that, you know, they talk to somebody who has some sort of training. If you use the word therapist, of course, they'll freak. But if you use, you know, there are lots of people who can help you with various things. and suggest that they talk to somebody and that this will ease their situation for them. But sometimes you can't get that far. But certainly I would, for your own health, your own mental health, you know, make yourself less available so that, you know, you might see them once a week or whatever, and you give them a half an hour or whatever to sound off. But if it's coming at you too much, you'll just have to increase that sort of distance. And, you know, it's probably the easiest way out of it. So that's what I would suggest, yeah.
Yeah, it probably is, because it's one of those things whereby if you push back too hard, it creates a row and then you're falling out one of your neighbours. But just trying to limit it, as you suggest, in a gentle way is probably the way to go with it.
Absolutely, because, you know, when we're a gossiping nation, I think of, we're not as much as we used to be, but I think there's a lot of gossip. But sometimes that gossip is actually an expression of a real hurt or something going on in the individual. And that's what it sounds like here. And then if you're not trained in therapy or in counselling or something like that, you can feel very, very isolated by it, because it's like a load of, you know, muck being emptied over you, you know, weighs you down. And, you know, the simplest and easiest way out of that, then, as I said, is to make yourself less available. Do that gently and you won't hurt anybody.
Yeah, certainly not. Tony, listen, we're going to leave it there. My thanks to you for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. That's a problem shared with Tony McGinley. Back next Wednesday, if you have questions or queries for him, get them into us now. Any suggestions on what you've heard this morning as well, we'll welcome them as well.